miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We're talking with a very innovative and wonderful surgeon from a surgical family about what is usually classified as a non-surgical disease, migraine headache. But there's new information developed by Mass General and, if you will, a little bit from the Cleveland Clinic, a lot from University Hospital in Cleveland, on decompression, nerve change decompression. That is, relieving the nerve of a tight band around it that relieves the migraine in specific patients. So we're talking with Dr. Austin, who, Jay Austin, and if you want to find him on the website, it is go to Mass General Hospital, Division of Plastic Surgery, Migraine Treatment, and you go right to his picture. You can then get to a patient questionnaire, which tells you whether you're a candidate or not for this. In any case, Dr. Austin, thank you for coming on. And tell us more, what's the difference? Now, the question is, it says non-endoscopic versus endoscopic surgery for this. Why is there the question of those two?
Well, this field, as I mentioned earlier, was developed by Baum and Guyron, and he has shown all of us that many of these nerves can be approached endoscopically, just as he and others would approach a brow lift. And that has been very well proven by him to be an excellent method, excellent
technique. So define endoscopically for our listeners, if you would.
What we're doing in these surgeries is we think about this very simplistically, like carpal tunnel of the head. So people are probably familiar with the idea of carpal tunnel, that as you go through life, you develop pain in your hand due to compression of nerves in your hand. And if you release those, you can improve the pain, improve the symptoms. And this is the same idea. One of the great things about being a plastic surgeon is we know how to get to various parts of the face and neck without making visible or obvious scars. One way is to make incisions in the scalp and use endoscopic equipment, video cameras and instruments that have been designed to approach the area around the eyes through these incisions in the head. And this is just another form of minimally invasive surgery. And Dr. Guyron really pioneered this technique of releasing these nerves to deactivate triggers in migraine patients. Another way to do that is through the eyelids, just as you would for an upper eyelid plasty or an eye lift or a blepharoplasty. And we have very much focused on this technique. It works very well for patients who are not amenable to the endoscope, or surgeons who don't have an endoscope or endoscopic training. I've met surgeons around the world who just don't have access to this equipment. If you really think about it, there's over 340 million patients with migraine. We don't know how many of those patients would be amenable to this treatment, but I can tell you it's in the many millions. To date, probably only a few thousand have had the benefit of this treatment. So we're just looking at other ways to get this to people around the world. We found that in our study that using the eyelid approach seems to work as well as the endoscope. We certainly have a lot to learn about this and other approaches.
And the eyelid approach looks less expensive and available to many more people than the endoscope, which is obviously a highly trained tool.
Well, I think in most medical centers around the U.S., the endoscopic technique is great and will work quite well. I think what we've just shown is that using the eyelid approach will also work well. You're right. You probably don't need to buy all this endoscopic equipment. But, for example, if you go to the hospitals around Cleveland or in Boston, that equipment is probably readily available. But if you go to other parts of the world, it may not be.
And so this is, when you say this is available and should be used, if you said the United States, we have 35 million people chronically treated for migraines, your guess is how many of them have this type of tunneling or compression of a nerve causing the pain? If you said, is it 10%, is it 5%, is it 50%, do you, your best guess? And I realize it's totally
It's hard to say. I would say this: we know that migraine is a problem of the brain, and some of the debate around these techniques has come from a misunderstanding. We are not saying that we are curing migraines. What we are treating is the trigger for migraines. We know that all migraine sufferers have various triggers. In many patients, those triggers are going to be compressions of these nerves. If those are your only triggers, you're not going to get migraines anymore. Half of our patients that we've operated on essentially are free of migraine. Now, that doesn't mean that they couldn't get a migraine again if they were exposed to some other trigger. So it really is a matter of treating those triggers in patients where it's dominant.
And I saw where 90% got some benefit. Really remarkable. 50% total avoidance of the trigger, and more than, 90% get some significant benefit, 50% or more benefit.
Right.
So it's really remarkable. Dr. J. Austin, A-U-S-T-I-N-T-E-N, A-U-S-T-E-N, Jr., get to him by look for Mass General Hospital, Division of Plastic Surgery, Migraine Treatment, and you can find out about this and find out if you're a candidate for it. Thank you very much for coming on.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Dr. Mike.
Thank you. And now we're going to go to the Real Age Tip of the Week. And this is about statins and the LDL level. Recent data from the Zetia and simvastatin trial showed that getting to a level of LDL below 50 or 50 or about 50 for patients with coronary artery disease decreased the risk of coronary artery disease, maybe even helped reverse it. Can you do it with diet? Maybe, if you go totally nothing with a mother, nothing with a face. But in this case, adding two drugs that reduced the cholesterol level seems significant. But remember, there are side effects from statin drugs. So in addition to preventing heart attacks and strokes, protection against Alzheimer's, cataracts, prostate cancer, blood clots in your lung and legs, and dying from pretty much any infectious disease, statins do increase your risk of type 2 diabetes and a few cases of delirium. So, next doc check, get a type 2 diabetes check if you're on a statin drug. And that's the Real Age Tip of the Week, because patrolling your own health will make you 12 years younger. We'll be right back in the second hour of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com, where the key is for you to stay well. We are going to help you stay well. If you can't get us, if you're not covered by the second hour, you can always log on to RadioMD.com and get it in the archives.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RadioMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.
Can you tell if the surfaces in this kitchen are crawling with bacteria that could cause chronic arthritis? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. Wash surfaces, utensils, and hands frequently with soapy water while preparing food, especially when handling raw meats or eggs. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by cleaning with soap and water as you go. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.